Back here on the PM Sports page on AMNFM KCII, Macy Bope of the Lone Tree cross country team had not one, but two top five finishes this past week at Mount Pleasant and Keota. And as a result, she is our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week for cross country. She joins me now. This interview is presented to you by Pioneer Park. Macy, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, you're welcome. No problem.
So first off, I just kind of want to start off by getting to know you a little better. First of all, I just got to ask, what year in school are you?
I am a junior this year.
Okay, so you got a year left after this.
And yeah.
You're a cross-country runner. I think it's safe, or at least for me, it's kind of safe to assume that you're a track runner too. Is that the case?
Yes, I am.
Okay, any other sports for you other than those two?
Nope, I'm just a runner.
Ah, whatever floats your boat. So I assume you're distance runner and track then?
Yes.
Okay. Which do you like better between track and cross country? The fields are kind of the same in other aspects, very different in others. So which one of them, if you were to choose, which would you prefer, do you think?
I love cross country just because distance running and more distance training.
Sure. Any other clubs, activities for you that you're involved in at school?
Yeah, I'm involved in FCCLA, Spanish Club, NHS, speech, individual speech, group speech, and I think that's it.
Still very involved. That's awesome. So you are this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. You had two top 10 finishes last week. In fact, two top five finishes last week. Great job overall, first of all, for those. What can you say that you've done, at least in the past few years, to improve to kind of get to that level?
I think for like most athletes, and especially for me and our team, it's just more miles, running more miles before season and during season, during weekend runs, and just upping up.
Sure. So for the Mount Pleasant meet, at least, 22 minutes, 18 seconds. Is that something of a personal best for you?
At Mount Pleasant, yes. My personal best, I want to say, is 21:13. So I'm not quite there this year, but I'm hoping to get there Thursday.
Sure, and a second place finish for you at Keota as well, so that's pretty cool. You finished right above your teammate, Natalie Patterson. What was it like for kind of both of you guys to finish right next to each other, 2-3?
It's really nice to be able to train with her because she's always constantly pushing me during practice and even pushing me during meets when I know that she's behind me. And it's really nice to be able to train with her.
Sweet. So at our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, movement is your medicine. That's kind of their mantra. So I got to ask, what do you do to kind of stay active and stay healthy every day?
I run. at least 3 miles every day and just keeping active and longer week runs. And I do a lot of yoga. And, yeah.
That sounds fun. Yeah. So do you have any sort of pre-meet ritual that you like to do, any sort of stretches? Obviously probably drinking a lot of water is a thing, but can you kind of take us through your pre-race routine?
Before a race, the night before, I always do runner's yoga, and then the day of, it's a lot of water. Always have to get a snack before a race, and I don't really know, just stretch with the team and make sure the team's all hyped up and ready to go.
Yeah, for sure. So being kind of that top finisher on the team for a lot of the season, is there any kind of a look, or are your teammates kind of looking toward you to kind of lead the team a little bit sometimes?
I'm not sure. I'd like to think so. I think all three of us are leaders of our own, like, pack, and we're all really strong and supportive of each other, and having this small of a team, although we can't place, like, as a team-wise, we are a fantastic team, just supporting each other and, like, making sure that each other's keep on going. And even if you're in a rut, hey, it's running. Just got to keep running. And that's pretty much it.
Sure. Well, Macy, that's about all I've got for you in terms of questions. Do you have anything else that you want to throw out there about kind of how your season's going and going forward?
Sure. Just both boys and girls team this year are doing fantastic. A little low in numbers, but we're still doing awesome personally. Everybody is improving so much, and it's so nice to see.
Awesome. Well, Macy, thanks so much again for coming on, and best of luck to you throughout the year.
Thanks.
That was Macy Bope, this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week for Cross Country, representing Lone Tree. This interview was presented to you by Pioneer Park. We'll be right back with more on the PM Sports page after this.